I still am in shock from what we saw in the main event. It's probably going to take a while till that sinks in. How long is it going to take for you until that sinks in?
Well, it definitely hasn't sunk in yet because, I mean, after the event itself, I had to leave Vegas first thing in the morning to come out to Toronto to do a shoot with Alexander Gustafsson. And just I've been thinking about it all day today. And apparently the interview I did with Anderson Silva beforehand, where I asked the question at the very end, you know, what's your perfect fight on Saturday night? And he specifically says, you know, Chris Weidman, new UFC middleweight champion. And I said, that's your perfect fight? He said, yeah. I mean, that was a blur to me, to be honest with you, only because it's, you know, it's Anderson Silva messing around and stuff like that. But then, you know, people look at that and say, look, there you go. He wanted to lose his fight. And I said, he didn't want to lose the fight. He got caught. He got hurt. He got knocked out. I saw it with my own eyes, you know, 15 feet away from me, so...
A lot of people after the fight seem to be, it's a tainted victory. Weidman didn't actually beat Silva. Silva beat himself. It's tough for me to go down that road because I saw what happened in round number one where I thought Weidman really impressed. I mean, I don't see it that way. Do you see it that way?
I guess you can mix it up. I mean, Anderson Silva did screw up. He basically, you know, screwed up in a manner where he kind of gave Chris Weidman too much room to do stuff. But we've seen Anderson Silva do this so many different times. The good thing about Weidman is he stayed calm. I mean, he had Ray Longo in his corner specifically say if he continues to do that, punch his chest. Aim for his chest, it'll straighten him out. And when you throw that right hand, also throw a wide looping left hook. And it's exactly what he did. He landed that left hook, dropped him, and went in for the finish. It's a spectacular job by Chris Weidman. You cannot take that away from Chris Weidman because that's exactly what he's supposed to do when a guy's messing around like that. The problem that I have is with, you know, Anderson Silva doing something like that, you know, now you've got to go home to Brazil where you are an absolute superstar. And, you know, he said to me after the interview that, you know, he probably doesn't want a rematch. He doesn't want to fight anymore or whatever. You know, he's going to fulfill his 10-fight contract. He's bouncing around with his answers. I guarantee you one thing, Pat. I'm a father. And if I had to go home to my son, and he's got sons, plural, you have to go home and explain your behavior to your kids, and then what? What's going to happen after that? He's going to text Dana White right away and say, hey, you know what? I want my rematch. Because when he has to deal with his kids, you know, kids get picked on, kids get bullied, and they start, you know, making fun of Anderson Silva, he's going to want to redeem himself, not just to his kids, but to everybody in that country and prove that he's still the greatest of all time.
Yeah, I'm with you, and I didn't quite know what to make with Anderson's post-fight antics and him talking about how he doesn't want to fight for the title, and I do think we're seeing a rematch, but I guess I'll ask you, is that what's next for Weidman? Is he going to have to fight Silva again? Is that his next fight, or is there something before that, do you think?
No, I cannot see the UFC having Chris Weidman fight anyone, whether it's Vitor Belfort or anyone, because the rematch is the big thing here, right? The rematch is what needs to get done here, and you can't risk the fact that Chris Weidman might lose a title. What if he fights Vitor Belfort, and Vitor Belfort defeats Chris Weidman? There's no rematch. You know, you can do the rematch, but it's not for the title. It doesn't really mean as much. So they're going to try and see what happens with Anderson Silva. And mark my words, I'm 99% confident here, Pat, that the minute he talks to his kids and realizes that the embarrassment his kids are going through and his family and the whole country, Brazil, that sort of almost turned on him, he's going to want redemption. So I think that we're going to see a rematch sooner, or at least the news of a rematch come out sooner rather than later.
And yet, all of the kind of sideshow element of this thing is taken away from what an incredible achievement that we just saw accomplished by Chris Weidman. He's the new middleweight champion of the world. He slayed what we all thought was the unslayable dragon in Anderson Spider Silva. Just how big of an accomplishment is this for Weidman?
Well, it's absolutely huge. I mean, if you listen to, on the radio show this past week or last week when I was talking about the fight and even my column, I said, I cannot see any way Chris Weidman, I mean, can he win? Yes, he's got the tools to do it. He's got to get on top of Anderson Silva. He's got to use his top game. His jiu-jitsu game is absolutely phenomenal. That's the way I could see him defeating Anderson Silva. I cannot see him doing it in the striking realm. Well, lo and behold, I ate some crow. I was the first. The minute that fight was done, before Bruce Buffer even announced it, I quickly sent off a tweet apologizing to Chris Weidman and saying, thank you for proving me wrong. You're the new UFC middleweight champion, and you did it in spectacular fashion. It's just the way it is in mixed martial arts. You know, you cannot take away what this guy did. Most guys, when they fight Anderson Silva, Pat, they sort of, you know, you could probably see it in their eyes when you're that close to the octagon, that they just, when their game plan doesn't work, uh-oh, now what's going to happen? Yeah. How long am I going to last with this guy? Well, Chris Weidman's game plan did not work. He took him down on the ground, Silva survived, and then started playing that cat and mouse game. And then the second round starts, before the referee signaled him on, you saw Anderson egging him on. Come on, let's stand up. And Chris just, no reaction. Stone cold in the face, yeah, we're going to do this. Something's going to happen. I'm going to catch you eventually. And he stayed calm, he stayed patient. nailed him with that left hook, and became the new UFC middleweight champion. Kudos to the Long Island native for sure.
Showdown Joe's with us down the Subway Restaurant's Fresh Take Hotline, looking back at Saturday's UFC 162 card. What did Mark Munoz do for himself in his pretty impressive middleweight unanimous win over Tim Boach?
Yeah, I mean, I gave Munoz the edge in that fight, regardless of the fact that he went through that terrible bout of depression and the fact that he was off for a year. I just like the sky that when you look at the two skill sets that Tim brings to the Tim Boach brought to the Octagon and what Munoz did to the Octagon, I gave that edge to Munoz. He did a fantastic job, especially with his ground and pound, hitting all kinds of Tim Boach's body. It was absolutely fantastic. Now, at the post-fight press, first things first, he rebounds from that loss that he had versus Chris Weidman. I mean, he did a great job. He's back in there. You know, the juices are flowing again. At the post-fight press conference, when people were talking about if Anderson Silva doesn't want a rematch, what does Dana White do? Mark Munoz instantly threw up his hand at that table and kept waving his hand around. It took Dana White about 5 seconds to look over to his right and realize, whoa, Weidman, or Munoz, what's going on here? And then Munoz decided to go off on a tangent saying, you know, he wasn't properly ready for that fight. He was injured when he took on Chris Weidman. I mean, Weidman was holding himself from rolling his eyes. But, you know, that's a great shot for him. You can see him taking out a top contender very, very soon.
And then we saw Frankie Edgar in his second fight at featherweight with his first victory at that weight class, a unanimous decision over Charles Oliveira. In his featherweight debut, we know that he lost to Jose Aldo in a title fight. Now with this win, how soon until Frankie Edgar's back at that point for a title shot?
I think he should be taking on another guy in this card that emerged victorious in the featherweight division, Cub Swanson. I mean, that was the fight that we thought was going to happen at this show here. It didn't happen. But now you got Cub Swanson looking for a title shot. You got Frankie Edgar now back in the mix because he has won at the featherweight division. You have so many guys in this weight class. You got Chad Mendez. You got Ricardo Lamas. There's a little tournament waiting to happen here. There's a little tournament waiting to happen here, and if Frankie Edgar can start moving through these guys like he did at lightweight, he'll get a second title shot. The problem is nobody wants to see that title shot again. They don't want to see that rematch just yet. So with Frankie Edgar with a couple of more wins, he'll be in that octagon again with the champion for sure.
And finally, you're hanging out in Toronto today with Alexander Gustafsson. The UFC announced that coming up in September at UFC 165, he's going to get a shot at John Jones' light heavyweight championship. That they're going to have the news conference tomorrow, but now that we know that it's official, it's a pretty big deal for Gustafsson.
Yeah, and it's a guy that John Jones isn't going to have that much reach against. He'll have a reach advantage, but not a significant reach advantage. I mean, not as bad as he's had against other opponents. And you're dealing with a guy like Alexander Gustafsson, whose footwork is absolutely phenomenal. He's a bigger version of Dominic Cruz. Not as fast, but he's very slick with his footwork. So we'll see what he can do, get in and out versus a guy like John Jones. And John Jones, we know, is a great stalker in the octagon. If he wants to take you down, he's going to do it. If he wants to stand and bang with you, he's going to do it. But this is a different, he's never fought a guy like this before. So it remains to be seen how Alexander deals with a guy like John Jones. Obviously, you know, right now he's the pound-for-pound best in the sport. He just kind of moves ahead of Anderson Silva. But if you ask, the one thing I've noticed with Gustafsson, in every other interview he's done other than myself, he was recently on Tim and Sid, he's done a few other interviews, he's not saying that he's fighting for the title. He said he's going to Toronto to take the belt. And it's one of the things he keeps saying. I don't know if it's just because it's a Swedish translation, but it's to take the belt. Not fight for the title, it's to take the belt. He's just like Chris Weidman before he got in there with Anderson Silva. Very focused and definitely not afraid of the man who's going to be standing opposite of him in the Octagon September 21st.
Hey, Joe, as always, appreciate this, man. We will talk to you again soon.
Sounds good, my man.